Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. It is so great to be connecting with you. And I'm Dr. Pat. I'm your host today and, you know, actually almost every day. I'm so thrilled to be doing this show today. You know, one of the coolest things I love talking about is change. Now, why is that? Well, you know, one of the reasons is it's always been sort of my lifelong journey. Whether I want to change or not, there's always been something in my life that has caused me to take either another direction or to stop what I'm doing. Now, many people look at change as the inevitable. Folks, you just say the word change and you get a whole bunch of people cringing. Mm-hmm. But what is it about change that we love? What is it about change that we absolutely despise? But in the scheme of things, what is it that we want to learn? Create Change Now, Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Soul Success Coach Carrie Murphy joining me here today so that we could talk about what it means to create change now. Some of the questions that we ask ourselves, are we ready for change? Honestly, up until sort of the latter part of my life, I don't know if I was ready for change. But regardless of that, it comes sometimes whether we want it to or not. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, and he's someone that reaches across the globe, works with people to help them break through. He has an incredible breakthrough and empowerment program. He's been doing this for over 15 years. He is skilled in many, many modalities, NLP being one of them, energy psychology, medical hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, and much more. He is also a regular on the Dr. Pat Show, joins me each and every month. And what we do is share some of the things that will help all of us break through and live life full out. Joining us today is Carrie Murphy. She has 17 years experience in counseling psychology, but more importantly, she is somebody that is also passionate about helping people understand what it means to create change now. An award-winning, best-selling author, poet, published 5 books in the fields of spirituality, personal development, inspiration, including her best book, Create Change Now, Reflections for Personal Transformation. And joining us here today, she is also an international talk radio host and helping people live life full out. Welcome to both of you. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So one of the things I want to talk about is this idea of change. You know, not many people take a moment to even define it. And I want to just start at the beginning of things by coming up with a definition of change. And what I mean by that is, I picked up a really interesting book over the weekend, and it's like about 6 pages. This is how big this little book is. And on the cover of the book, it defines money. And it says, money is God in action. So I put that book over here. If money is God in action, what's change?
Expansion in action.
Well, if
you look at it from a broader perspective and from a more positive perspective, change is about expansion.
Well, and expansion is really basically life. I mean, the universe is expanding. Every being in our planet is always growing and expanding. So I think change is just a very natural part of life. And I think we are somehow almost the only species who is really, really resistant to it and, scared of it. So I think, yes, change is definitely something that we all have and will be throughout our life. And even if we're 85 years old, continue to not deal with, actually just undergo.
Well, and I think if we don't look at it as such a bad word,
exactly.
See it as something that is a tool for growth and expansion, if we do it consciously. You know, that's the idea, is creating change consciously as opposed to just letting life take you, you know, and being at the whim of everything around you. When you consciously create change, life can be pretty beautiful, and that's the joy of it.
Well, let's talk about, you know, each of you for a moment, because this is what I love. I had a great interview last night with a woman that, you know, took the work of Emerson and sat down and wrote a book called A Natural Abundance. And, you know, we had a great conversation. And in the conversation, I was so struck by how we each resonate with those things in life that perhaps we need to learn. And so I have both of you on here that are master change agents, perhaps using different approaches, but still master change agents. So the question then becomes, you know, what in your lives, what challenges, what obstacles have each of you had to overcome around this area of change? And how did that get you to be as passionate as you are in doing the work you do today? Friedemann, why don't you start?
Well, you know, for me, it's certainly, there are plenty of changes. And when I thought about, you know, what were actually change moments or defining moments in my life, we could probably talk for several hours. But one of them that always sticks out to me is the moment when I saw and discovered the power of the mind. And see, I came from a very Western medicine traditional family. All of us were doctors, and we all were sitting around the table talking the allopathic medicine world approach. And that's an approach that in so many ways excludes the mind. It's really about the body. It's really about, okay, what medicine and what treatment will fix that problem. And very early, when I was still a young medical student, I encountered a patient, a middle-aged man who basically was the first time in his life in the hospital, always healthy, was a farmer, worked in the fields, very just a vital, strong person, but he broke his leg, just a, you know, fluke accident. And he was so scared. His fear was so overwhelming that you could see the panic in his eyes. And of course, I reassured him that nothing's going to happen here in the hospital to him. It's just a very routine surgery. Everything's going to be fine. All he need to do is just to relax. And well, I didn't have a lot of authority, of course, being just like 19 years old, but he agreed to the surgery and everything went okay, just as predicted. But the next morning he was found dead in his bed. Oh. And nobody could really figure out, and at that time, autopsies were not necessarily a given, especially in smaller hospitals. So nobody really found out what actually had happened. There was nothing, you know, there were no risk factors or anything. And even at that time, it struck me whether his fear had really shut him down, whether his fear, his mindset of, I'm going to die when I undergo the surgery, was something that had influenced the outcome. And so it always struck me in the back of my mind, how powerful is our mind? And are we just in Western medicine underestimating the power of the mind, not only as something that can cause illness, but also that we can use to heal and change and accelerate the process? And so that was certainly for me a moment that I later on, you know, 10, 15 years later on, came back to and realized that was a change-defining moment. And so for me, change is also starting with paying attention to those things, like you said, Dr. Pett, that strike us as important, and not just shoving it aside and not wanting to think about it. That was something that startled me, something that was out of what I was trained in and what I was always told from my family. That was something very new to me. And I think those moments where something deep inside gets touched and maybe startled are the moments that can be the catalyst for further change.
And Carrie, what I'd love to do is take a short break and come back. And when we come back, talk with you about some of those defining moments and some of the challenges that may have come up for you. We have a great show, everybody, today. Create Change Now, Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Soul Success Coach Carrie Murphy joining us here today. And what I want to say is we are going to be announcing, and I'm going to do it right now, actually. On June 20th, there is an amazing event. Epic, actually. Mm-hmm. June 20th, absolutely free, unprecedented, where you can tap in and get some phenomenal help on how to create change now, how to do this through the Create Change Now Global Awakening Telesummit. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event, begins June 20th. It is, as I said before, absolutely free. We're going to give you lots of information about this when we come back. But we're going to hear how this best-selling author, this top-of-the-game soul coach, how she has been able to craft, carve, sculpt, create the life of success. But what did she have to overcome to get there? You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. And you can also go to transformationtalkradio.com. And when we come back, lots of details. The question then becomes, are you ready for change? Can you get excited about it? Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their trials. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Create Change Now. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. Soul Success Coach Carrie Murphy joining us here as well. But more than that, you know, we're talking with two individuals that have made a commitment to help the rest of us get through change, not just by the skin of our teeth, so to speak, but to get through it in a way that we are proactively addressing the things in our lives and thriving. Carrie, thank you so much for joining me here today, Dr. Friedemann as well. You know, I asked that question about defining moments, about challenges, and about how all of that got you to where you are today. And how this has played a role in how you support and help other people, and I'd love to hear that from you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you that my challenges, as we all have them, have fueled me to do bigger, better things. And I had a lot of change growing up in my life, and I had to learn how to deal with change. And I learned very early on that I could deal with it however I wanted to. And then I had a near-death experience 15 years ago, and that really made me realize, yeah, change can absolutely happen in an instant. And so what we do with that determines the quality of our lives. So after that experience, I really became crystal clear about my mission. And that was to help people move forward and create positive change in their lives. And I think that you can do that even better when you go through challenges. You know, I feel like the more challenges we are faced with, the more fuel we have to move forward. And, you know, it just depends on how we perceive the situation and how we use our energy. And for me, it's about taking anything that has been challenging and just using it to propel me forward so that I can propel other people forward. And that's been my mission. You know, my book was called Create Change Now that became a bestseller. My radio show is Create Change Now. It's about teaching people that, you know, change is not a bad word. It's okay. It's going to happen. And it's really about stepping into it with both feet and directing it however you want to direct it.
Now, let's talk about, you know, something else that you've created, and that is the Global Awakening Telesummit. And let's talk about that, because I don't know about you, but my organizational work that I did, I was known for large-scale organizational change, and I walked away from that platform for a number of different reasons. And I really had to look at myself and say, what was it about the tools and techniques that I was using that no longer are valid? Let's talk about the Telesummit, Carrie, for a moment, and why you put this together to help people.
Well, I really feel like we're obviously in a big time of change. Things are shifting globally, and I feel like it's time for people to really awaken and expand and align, and it's time to really shift the consciousness of the planet and really become conscious creators. And that was the purpose behind doing it. So basically, I've gathered 24 of the world's leading change agents and visionaries on raising consciousness and creating heart-centered business success and just living soul-driven, purposeful lives. And it's going to be a two-week online event, and I'll be hosting it. I'll be interviewing all of these 24 amazing individuals. And I feel like it's a spirit-fueled wake-up call, you know, for anybody feeling compelled to expand and grow and create positive change in their lives as well as their businesses. And it's really going to be a transformational event. I want to invite everybody to come on board with us. It's going to be fun. It's going to be enlightening. And we're going to be sharing some what I feel are really life-changing tools and techniques and strategies to propel the listeners forward in their lives. So I'm excited. So it's really about preparing for awakening and awareness and alignment on every level.
You know, I love this because I know that for the three of us, right? I mean, we can listen to the same speaker, right? The three of us can take a listen to the same speaker, and we'll probably walk away hearing three very different things. Mm-hmm. So it's really amazing to pull this many people together, because don't we want to make sure that there's something there for everyone?
Oh, my gosh. That, you know, I was thinking about that this morning because you're so right. I mean, it just takes one person saying something in a particular way that really can just shift somebody's life, you know, and you never know who it's going to be or what they're going to say or how they're going to say it. So by having, you know, 24 remarkable people, they're best-selling authors, speakers, millionaire entrepreneurs, energy healers, you know, just world, you know, leading thought leaders and just soul-driven trailblazers who are just creating amazing positive change in the world. And so if they can somehow inspire and awaken, you know, the listeners, whoever it happens to be, then that's the, you know, then my purpose has been achieved.
Absolutely. And let's give out the website so people know how to find out more about it. And then we'll give it out again later and so forth.
Well, you can find the link on Friedman's website. Do you want to give them that?
Yes.
CellularWisdom.com.
For you, exactly. Go to CellularWisdom.com. Right on the homepage, there is a link to the telesummit. Click on it, and you're right there.
And
yeah,
I say that because
up.
Friedman is one of my speakers, and yeah, you'll get to see what he does, and he's one of the 24, and I'm so excited about it. So, and
This is really important. You know, Dr. Friedman, let's talk with you for a minute because you are one of the speakers. And, you know, when you were invited to participate in the Telesummit, you know, there had to be many things that went through your mind because you work day in, day out with people, wide range of things. Let's just talk for a minute about the people that come through your door. What are some of the things they come to you with? Let's give our listeners an idea on the magnitude of change that you help people discover or uncover.
Well, it's interesting because I think most people that come to me are ready for a real big change for, you know, I don't like the word necessarily, but it is a transformational change people are ready for, whether they really know it or not, but they come with me with this huge amount of either stuckness, whether it's emotional stuckness, it can be that they have been suffering with depression or anxiety for a long time or just felt like that they have no self-worth and no self-confidence, or they're also often chronic physical illnesses, pain, chronic pain or allergies or even cancer that just prompt people to say, I have to go inside, take an inventory and understand why did I actually create this problem, this physical or emotional challenge? What's behind it, and what's really the opportunity for me here to grow and to learn from this, and then also to change and become really the person that I'm supposed to be and that I want to be? And the beauty about the work is that it incorporates all. It incorporates the mind, the body, the spirit. It incorporates the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and it's for people, it feels like as if they are putting the pieces of the puzzle together, the pieces that didn't really seem to fit, or the holes that they had in the puzzle that didn't make them really understand themselves or see who they really are. And those people, and those pieces that are not fitting because it wasn't theirs, whether it was old beliefs that were put upon them or traumatic events that they had to go through, all those can be peeled away. And so at the end, people have the feeling that they are really whole again and that they have all that they really need to also make external changes happening right there at their disposal. So it's something that every day motivates me and inspires me to see the human potential. I don't really feel that it's anything I am doing. I just simply guide people to be able to do it themselves, which, of course, is much more gratifying for anybody to know I crafted this change. I made this transformation happening. I now have all the tools at my disposal. But seeing what we as human beings are able to do is exactly the opposite of the mindset that I had as a physician, where I basically was only focusing on the limitations. And that's really exciting.
It is. I mean, this is this is for so many people to be able to now be brought together by technology. So that, you know, you might hear something that is going to flip your life around, going to change your life in terms of what you do. Carrie, when we look at change and Friedman, when we look at change, many people think of it, as we said earlier in the show, as something that they fear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hear in publications, in talks, presentations, seminars, embrace change. And, you know, I was at a presentation not too long ago, and the speaker stood up there and he was talking embrace change. And the woman next to me literally took her finger and put it down her throat as if she was giving the gesture of gagging. Mm-hmm. And so when we come back from break, I would love to hear from you what makes it so difficult to change? And, you know, why are people so resistant? I mean, here this woman paid very good money to go to this presentation that she knew was about change. And when the speaker says and talked about embracing change, it put her over the top. When we come back, we're going to hear from these two experts on, you know, this special paradoxical relationship we have with change on the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to find out more about this telesummit, go to Friedman's website, cellularwisdom.com. If you've missed any part of this, go to my website, thedrpatshow.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Whey is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Whey has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Whey and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. .com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601. And visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show on your new day and time, Thursdays starting June 19th from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 to 12 Eastern, for exciting and lively interviews with Dr. Pat Basile on the Dr. Pat Show. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. What a great show we're having here today. I said before Dr. Friedman Chow joining us here, but Carrie Murphy as well. You know, Carrie, this is the question. And before we get to that, let's give out your website, if you don't mind, so people can find out more about you.
Yeah, absolutely. It is www.carriemurphy.com, and it's spelled CarriMurphy.com.
And you'll get to meet her up close and personal right there. She's got a really cool little video waiting for you. Okay, so, all right, this deal with change.
Yes.
Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not, but for the most part, we have a perception that of two things around change. First is it's going to be difficult, and secondly, it's going to take forever. And I would love for you to address both of those.
Well, you know, I think one of the most liberating things that we can do for ourselves is kind of shift from being a victim of our circumstances to being a conscious creator. And that's, you know, where you kind of create success through change from the inside out. And I think if people can just shift their perspective just a little bit and realize how liberating it can be when they, you know, take hold of that steering wheel of their lives and really direct it however they want. A lot of people are very comfortable in a position where they let things happen to them. And, you know, it's sort of a, they don't realize it, but sort of being a victim of their surroundings. And it's really about embracing the power that we all have. You know, I really feel like we're all meant to be these powerful creators in this life. And so it's really awakening people to that power that they have to create their lives on purpose. So I don't see it as a scary thing. I understand some people do, and it's part of my mission is making it unscary. Making it fun. Life becomes so much more joyful and fun when you realize the power of choice and the power of creating intentions and purposeful intentions to create the kind of change that you're wanting.
Absolutely. Friedman, how about you? Why is change so difficult?
Well,
and
you know,
is it difficult for you? I mean, what have you learned along the way?
Well, I've learned that I can't help it but change. And it wasn't always, you know, the easiest because I have changed my career 3 times and every time basically left something that was, you know, causing other people a lot of head shaking and wondering, why are you doing this? What, I mean, you have this wonderful thing laid out in front of you and then you just throw it all off and basically start something new. And every time I changed, it was coming from an inner urgency. It was very important for me to do this and I knew I would have betrayed myself if I would have not changed. So I'm very sensitive to continuously changing, but I understand that the word change in itself is a word that often is, I think, misunderstood as change, as Carrie said, happening to you. And if we are just changing the word change into growth, then I think it's easier because we cannot, you know, or we don't want to stop growing. Nobody wants to stop growing. And growth and change are going hand in hand because every time we do change, we automatically grow. We grow into that what has changed or what's changing inside of us. For me, it's important to start with a change internally because I feel when we are just changing externally, you know, just for the sake of, well, we have to do something different and there is not an alignment with the internal, it just makes it, I think, in some ways less meaningful than if you really go inside and you are aware of, okay, who do I feel I want to grow into or where does my heart, my soul want to take me, then we also have a direction for this change. And then it really feels like, okay, there is a path that will open up and I can take one step after another on this path. So clarity And this introspection is very important. And on my website, cellularwisdom.com, if you sign up for the newsletter, there is actually, I think, one of the most powerful tools you can have to gain clarity, which are 12 questions that are really not only intellectually to be answered, but also more from your heart. So they really speak to that part of you that knows, that has the wisdom inside to carry you forward. And after going through this questionnaire, you may actually know better what is it actually what I want to grow into? What is the change that is waiting for me to happen?
What's the relationship between change, spirituality, and taking action?
Well, I think they all have to be integrated. I think what Friedman said is important, that it's all, you make the changes inside and then, and then it manifests externally. What's interesting, I feel like absolutely nothing that we do is without purpose, whether we're aware of it or not. But when we get real clear and go within and get very clear and we start making really self-honoring choices and intentions that reflect where we want to go and reflect the kind of change we want to make, that's when we tap into that natural power and force of the universe. Because I always tell people, when you start setting clear intentions from your soul and figure out what your soul wants, and you set those clear intentions, that can literally transform your experience, because you're transforming the energy behind it. And so you're modifying the results or the consequences that you draw back into your life. So I'm big on setting clear intentions, because otherwise that fear and that anxiety can become the predominant emotions, which can just, zap any creativity or any inspiration. So, and those negative thoughts become self-fulfilling prophecies. So, I feel like if we switch that and get real clear about what we want to create, go within, blend that with our soul-driven goals and ideas, and then we take action on it. I mean, it's one thing to create intentions, but you got to take action that support the intentions.
Oh, thank you. This is really, this is the deal around this as well. I mean, the Telesummit isn't just to have people listen, I wouldn't imagine, Carrie. It's also to catapult them to action in the direction they want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the most important tool. I mean, we can give you all the information that's going to help you just propel to new heights of success in every level. But unless somebody takes action, and nothing's going to change in the direction that they want anyway.
I think it's interesting what you ask about spirituality, because in some ways I feel that if you have a spiritual connection and if you have a spiritual relationship, then I think that is actually something like your foundation that you can change from or with. But there is something solid that is inside of you. It's a little bit like, the sun is shining down here on this planet. The planet is changing, but that what always is there as this light and this giving of energy is the sun. And I think that's eternal. I mean, that doesn't really change. And so there is something also about change. If there is something you can rest on and you can put still the comfort and faith in, I think it makes change so much easier. Because there is something you can always go back to. Change is not, the problem with change is sometimes that people get, almost like overboard and feel like, okay, now I have to propel myself forward. And that's a little bit also, the American way. We have to really just become bigger and, progress. And when you look at life and energy, it's a constant expansion and it's also a contraction. Energy goes in waves, so we have to also sometimes go back inside and rest on something to gather ourselves, to reorient ourselves, to understand more deeply, so where am I and who am I despite all this changing, and that going inside, and if you have that platform of spirituality, I think can be enormously potent for further change.
Oh, thank you. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today, along with Carrie Murphy. We're talking about change now. When we come back, we're going to be talking about fear and doubt. These strange bedfellows that follow us around from event to event in life. What role do they play in either helping us get to change or taking away from our ability to change. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. When we come back, fear and doubt, can they actually be our allies? Let's take a short break, everyone. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, go to drpatlive.com, or you can go to the drpatshow.com. For more information about our network, Transformation Talk Radio, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. Let's take a short break. Can't wait to hear what my guests have to say about this. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, it is a show that I have so been looking forward to. Create Change Now with Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Soul Success Coach Carrie Murphy joining us here today. We're talking about change. Are you ready for it? Do you know what to do when it shows up? Can you actually be proactive about it? You know, these questions and many more will be addressed at the upcoming TELUS Summit beginning June 20th. And it's actually a two-week event. Now, the best way for you to register, it is free, is to go to cellularwisdom.com. cellularwisdom.com, and you'll see on the right-hand side of Friedman's website a way to sign up for that. You can also find out more about Carrie by going to her website at www.carriemurphy.com, and it's CARIMurphy.com. Carrie, I would love to start with you on this idea, this fear and doubt. Do they play a role in helping us move towards change, or are they, you know, the characters that kind of get in the way?
Well, I think you can look at it two different ways, but what I see primarily is that fear and doubt are toxic to any forward-moving energy. And what I've seen is that negative thinking and fear and all of that, there's usually based in, you know, it's rooted in either fear of the future or fear of rejection or fear of failure. And I see that quite often. And the idea is you don't want to consciously continue to choose those toxic emotions. I mean, yes, we need to feel through them. But then move beyond that, because I feel like we're never stuck. I mean, in whatever situation in life your life happens to be, you don't have to remain stuck in old patterns. And I always give people this formula that your thoughts plus your emotions equals your energy. And you can change that to broadcast whatever you choose, because that power of our most predominant thoughts plus the force and the power of our consistent and intense and frequent emotions, that equals our energy field and what we're putting out there, and that determines what we get back. So when we put out fear and doubt, we're not really going to get very much good stuff back. So it's really teaching people, first of all, to become aware of the fear and doubt. I think becoming aware of it is the first step, and then trying to feel through it, and then, you know, really shift it to something a little bit more beneficial. And it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight, but becoming aware of that is the first step.
Friedman, how about you? You deal with fear and doubt every day and the people you work with. Have you ever seen it show up as something that could help somebody through change?
All the time. Well, you know, that's something that my work is really about, and actually also an upcoming book that I wrote about taking power from fear and anxiety, which basically means that fear and anxiety is not something that we should avoid or something that we should simply, you know, suppress or say, well, that's not a good emotion to have, so let's, you know, forget about it, or let's just move beyond it. I believe actually fear and anxiety have been with us and our consciousness probably throughout evolution. So there is a meaning to it, and it's not the meaning that we usually associate with it, which is, oh, something outside of us is threatening us, so we have to be on guard and make sure that we are safe, which is then, when we interpret fear and anxiety or fear and doubt this way, of course, a huge stumbling block to change, because everything appears threatening. But if you really go a little bit deeper and you ask yourself, so what could also be the meaning of fear and anxiety? Where does it come from? And you realize it comes from a subconscious part of you, a subconscious part of you that actually is a part that is very powerful, but a part of you that also needs the conscious direction and the conscious guidance. Then you can see fear and anxiety more as an enormous opportunity to grow and to really understand yourself better. And there is a lot of power in this fear and anxiety and turning it into a transformational force. So in my work, when I work with clients in fear and anxiety, I see fear and anxiety almost like an inner compass. And if you really understand fear and anxiety from that way, you can actually see that fear and anxiety teaches you when you are out of alignment with yourself, when you're not on your path, when you have given your power away, when you were more in the heads of others making assumptions than really standing within your center. In this case, fear and anxiety actually teaches you to say, okay, when you feel these emotions, always go inside and remember your truth. And so in that point, you don't never have to be afraid of fear and anxiety. You're just going to pay attention to it. And it's just a sensation that always keeps you somehow in the alignment with your truth, which, of course, then, you know, makes it a very useful tool to have.
Well, and it's also, it can be seen as an opportunity for expansion.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I think if people can see that and feel that whenever that fear comes up, oh, it's another opportunity.
Right. Exactly.
I'm not aligned. And it's an opportunity to go within and to grow and expand from it.
And I just, you know, usually have a lot of compassion also for that part of us that has anxiety. You know, this is something deeply rooted. This is a very sensitive side of us. That's a very vulnerable side of us. Very often in my work, I see people that have a lot of fear and anxiety, that the subconscious root of the anxiety is that side that also has enormous intuitive capabilities, that has almost psychic or often psychic abilities. So it's not only some part of us that, you know, needs to be pushed aside. We need to embrace that fear and anxiety part that is in our subconscious and really tease out the strength of that were used in the past as, you know, creating fear, and can be actually now used to, you know, help you to maneuver through life much easier.
So let's just remind everyone about the upcoming TeleSummit and how that is going to help people address some of the things we've talked about today, Carrie. So why don't you, you know, tell people how they can register, what happens when they register, how it all is going to unfold.
Okay. Well, if they go to Friedman's website at cellularwisdom.com, click on the link and just enter in your email address and name, and we'll send you all the information that you need to participate in the event. You can listen by phone or via webcast online. And you'll have access to, of course, the live interviews, and then we'll have those available to you for free for 48 hours beyond that. So, yeah, we encourage everybody to get registered. You know, I want this to be a worldwide transformational movement toward increasing consciousness and really just giving people the power and just a renewed sense of clarity about creating their lives on purpose and with purpose and passion so that they can create that powerful, positive change in their lives.
So I love it. Thank you both for joining me here today. I mean, it's incredible. I would love, Carrie, for you to give out more information about yourself, you, Dr. Friedman, as well, and the TeleSummit.
Okay. My website is www.carriemurphy.com, C-A-R-I-Murphy.com. You can find out about all my coaching packages. I have a lot of home study products. I have a radio show. The best-selling books. There's a lot of stuff on there for you if you're interested in creating change and making it not so scary. So learn all about that, and I'm here to support anybody who needs some help in moving forward.
Absolutely. Friedman, how can they find out more about you, especially how to get a session with you?
Well, basically just go to cellularwisdom.com, cellularwisdom.com in one word. If you want to have this tool I talked about to just gain more clarity about what is my challenge and where do I want to move forward to, just sign up for the newsletter. You get this tool automatically. It certainly can give you already greater insights about yourself. I offer free phone consultations. So if you are ready to empower yourself and have a real breakthrough, just give us a call at 866-903-6463, and we're happy to talk with you.
Wow. Thank you both for joining me here today. I'm so excited about the upcoming TeleSummit. Thank you both.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk about it. It was great. It was great. I had a wonderful time.
Yes, me too. Thank you very much.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. If you've missed any part of this at all, we're going to have that archive. Well, actually, it's on again tonight at 8 o'clock, so make sure you tell your friends, pop it in your Facebook, Twitter, whatever you want to do. But more importantly, if you want to help yourselves and others change, make sure you sign up for that free TeleSummit. Until next time, remember you are and have the most incredible ability to transform yourself and the world. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Lights go out and I can't be seen. Tides that I tried to swim against.
Listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.